Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Risk and the Grace.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. What a startling pronouncement Jesus makes here. For one thing, he has come to spread fire on the earth. And secondly, he has come to sow division, not peace. What happened to peace is my farewell to you. My peace is my gift to you. The voice of Jesus today in Luke's Gospel reveals something of the depth of his emotions at this point on his journey to Jerusalem. His impending passion and death loom large before him as he draws closer to that terrifying experience. He speaks of the baptism with which he must be baptized and of his great anguish until it is accomplished. It is as if he wants his would-be followers to feel the urgency of realizing fully the radical nature of a commitment to him. This word is for us. We have been plunged into the same deep waters as his. John the Baptist had proclaimed that Jesus would bring a baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus now reminds us of that. When he speaks of the division he brings, it will be between the complacency on one hand and on the other those on fire with the message of love and truth and justice, on fire with all the values of his life and ministry. In Luke's audience, there were family divisions over who was in and who was out as the new Christian communities were taking shape. The issues that divide us today are different, but they are many. And perhaps we need this gospel reminder to wake up, to examine whether our lives of commitment to Jesus involve active, prayerful discernment. That no matter the cost to us, we will not simply go along unquestioningly with the status quo, living lackluster lives of complacency, but rather that we will do as Paul urged Timothy in his second letter to him, stir up that inner fire that God has given you. Will we let the power of the Holy Spirit unsettle us, disturb our comfortable and protected lives, and drive us toward more wholehearted engagement with the universe in which we exist? We might turn to today's first reading from Ephesians for encouragement in this effort. What is prayed for the Ephesians can be our prayer too. That God will give us the gift of love beyond our comprehension, and then so gifted we can risk everything for the sake of life in Jesus Christ. No matter the pain and suffering, there we will find our true sense of responsibility and our personal and communal integrity. I have not come to establish peace, but division. Jesus will not bring the imagined peace of complacency. He will bring what divides the complacent from the committed. The fire of his love will separate and purify those meant for his kingdom. And we will know what John O'Donohue has called both the risk and the grace of that fire.